not is to once again prohibit free speech from a religious establishment.
Thank you, Mr. Sam. Anything else, sir?
That's all.
The court did have the opportunity to have a brief conversation with the jurors in this case regarding their experience. It was for them a difficult issue to deal with. They were very much concerned about the issues of the First Amendment and the freedom to exercise one's opinions. In the course of my, albeit brief, conversation with them, their particular concern reflected the court's particular concern last week when it issued the order, and that had to do with the time, place, and manner of the intended assemblage and not the content of the speech. Justice Holmes once wrote that every idea is an incitement. It offers itself for belief, and if believed, it is acted on unless some other belief outweighs it, or some failure of energy stifles the movement at its birth. The only difference between the expression of an opinion and an incitement in a narrower sense is the speaker's enthusiasm for the result. I cannot improve upon that. The bond for each gentleman will be in the sum of $1, cash or surety, to be posted with this court. As an additional condition to the bond, Mr. Sapp and Mr. Jones are not to enter upon the premises of the Islamic Center or the property immediately adjacent thereto for a period of 3 years. The court will be willing to revisit the bond condition as required by law upon the petition of the respondents. The court would also be most particularly interested in the reaction of the members of the mosque to any request that that restriction be lifted. If the court were told by the board of the mosque that they wish that restriction to be lifted, that would have particular influence on the court's decision in such a case. Are you prepared to post the $1, Mr. Sapp? Are you prepared to post the $1, Mr. Jones? Pursuant to the statute made and provided, you are therefore committed to the county jail until you make your bail. Off the record.